Subset B under reports is first reading of Ordinance 2019-06. This is Title 9. Mr. Barnier, we'll turn this over to you, please.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This first reading on Title 9 is for a few changes. I want to begin by pointing out that this has been reviewed two or three times at Legal and Finance. There have also been a couple of updates that have gone out to all council members. I now apologize that one portion of the language did not get included in the most recent packet that came out to you. There was, again, a little bit of, I would say, corrections done during Legal and Finance. And so what you found when you came in was four pages of the ordinance, and I'll go through the three basic changes that are proposed at this time. First of all, what was in the packet and what hasn't been changed is the definition of a false alarm. This would be on page 2 of the ordinance as proposed for revision. Basically, it means that it'll clarify that if it's a call that comes in because of an unauthorized entry or because of a report of fire, either way, it'll fit within the revised definition of a false alarm. Secondly, if you then go to page 14 of the ordinance as drafted, and this you'll find in the handout packet that was provided to council members and for members of the public, these are also available on the back table as you come in next to the agendas. On page 14, there's reference to the fireworks lighting period. And this is the area that provoked the most discussion, as you might imagine. Proposed for a first reading, you'll see, first of all, a change that the conclusion of fireworks lighting on July 4th is now 11 p.m. rather than 11:59 p.m. Then in the language beneath it, there is a provision that the person lighting the fireworks is responsible for cleanup, and the person on public right-of-way has property adjoining public right-of-way also has a responsibility for cleanup from fireworks regardless of where they were lit. Basically, the rule is if you shoot them, you're responsible for the cleanup, whether they land on your property or somebody else's. Those who are in the public or have property adjoining the public right-of-way are responsible for cleaning up in the area that adjoins their property. Then the last sentence of this subsection simply points out that in addition to sanctions under or penalties under Title IX, this also is an activity that may be subject to penalties under Title 11. Title 11, the subsection referred to there, makes a reference to littering. So that's what the change proposed. If you turn then to page 16, this is, you'll then see subsection 904.19, which is the authorizing the volunteer fire department to recover costs. This was first, this $500 cap language was inserted following Legal and Finance. I think one thing that And I believe the intent of it is that the city would not seek to recover from any individual insurance company, or I should say it this way, seek to recover for the standard insurance lost rider more than $500. Now, there's language in here that this could be read that the volunteer fire department is going to agree not to seek more than $500 in reimbursement, regardless of the cause of the fire. I'm not sure what the council's intent on this would be, and so I would suggest perhaps there might be some discussion. If there's a wildfire, would it be the council's intent to have an absolute cap of $500, or how that might be looked at? The reason, and Daniel can give you more detail on this, apparently, there are those, some insurance agent in the community that think this $500 cap should be in there because otherwise it might have an adverse impact on fire insurance rates. I'm not sure of how I have done no studies on that. No insurance carrier has communicated anything to the city about how this might or might not affect rates. But I leave it to you for your discussion. I'll just leave it at that for now. That's what's proposed as first reading.
Thanks, Greg. Before we get to second reading, maybe Greg or Daniel, would it be possible to have a conversation with any insurance companies to see if their thought process is going along with this as far as $500?
Yes, Counselor. On the 25th, we have a set meeting with several insurance agents in town to hear kind of what their concerns are and to hopefully see if this language is acceptable or what a potential resolution might be to that. But this is kind of a placeholder showing that the intent is not necessarily that just for a regular structural response that there could be a $20,000 bill. That really is their concern, and especially if a firefighter or someone gets hurt doing that, then there could be a tremendous bill that would be on the back of the property owner. And there's a significant concern that if that's the case, then there's going to be several insurance carriers that are just not going to be willing to insure property in Sturgis. And so this seems to be a fairly minor modification that would accomplish hopefully the council's original intent, but not threaten any insurance policies. But I think we'll be able to tell you more after the 25th.
Any other questions for Greg or any staff members from council? On first reading of Title IX. How about public input? First reading of Title IX.
Question. Daniel, do you know how much it costs the fire department to respond to some years ago when the Full Throttle burned down? And just that general.
That was a very significant fire. That
it was a significant fire.
I mean, that was thousands of dollars to respond to that. They paid the volunteer fire department. They did not pay the city.
I know.
And these actually would be going to the volunteer fire department. I know that they did pay an amount.
They paid quite a bit out of it.
They paid a few thousand. Honestly, I'm sorry. I can't remember. And any number I tell you is going to be off. Yeah. But they did pay, and it was an expensive fire.
Yeah, it was.
It was $8,000.
I think it's all, yeah, that's speculation, yeah, but I think.
Any other discussion from council?
I guess I would like to see more information from the insurance companies on this. Seems low.
More information in what regard, Mr. Waterland?
Well, if, you know, when you speak to the insurance companies, you know, if there's a cap that's much higher than $500, it's not going to give them heartburn. We should push it up as much as we
can. Well, my thought during the meeting would be to try to learn from them the specific coverage provision that they're focused on, because I believe there is a separate cost reimbursement. Happened to look at my own homeowner's policy in the last few days. I believe that what the agents are talking about is a separate rider for a specific type of coverage that is intended to reimburse volunteers. So if, in fact, we can identify that, you will probably be getting some more, some clearer or more specific language from me for inclusion in the ordinance. If, in fact, it's something that, you know, in automobile insurance, you have uninsured motorist coverage. If there's some sort of standard in the industry that describes this type of coverage that is the would be used for this reimbursement, I'm going to try to include that in what would come before you for second reading. If you want to go ahead and pass it on first reading. If not, we'll take it up again.
Any public discussion? Have fireworks and some firefighting information in this title.
90413.
Clean
cleanup part. And,
Are you asking about the highlighted area, Mike?
Yes. And I'll talk to it for the rest of the community. You go ahead, Reed, Chief. Basically, what we're doing here is making sure that the ash and trash from public on-the-street type fireworks gets cleaned up by someone instead of the city.
I think it's a good idea to have something in there, and I believe this looks to be enforceable as far as the trash side of it, of enforcing you to pick up your neighbor's trash if you're the one that did the littering, or I think maybe give us something to sink our teeth into, especially down at the Lens. I think we can handle that a little more.
Thank you. The reason I called you up is I just wanted to hear that if it was stern enough or if it had enough teeth in it so that we can modify for second reading.
I think it is. It states plainly right there that any debris left is your responsibility, and I think it's just time that we start holding some of these guys accountable.
It's a situation where you have to see them lighted off or if they're just congregated there.
You know, I think if we got people there, it'll give us the power that we can at least talk to them. We may not have to write a ticket, but we can threaten them that tickets will be written. And if they fail to pick up, but if they start picking up, we can probably give them warning. But if they fail, we'll write a ticket and we'll let our city attorney address it with them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any other discussion, council or public? On first reading of Title IX. Thanks, Chief.
I'll move to approve the first reading.
First by Ron.
I'll second.
A second by Mike. Any last discussion? This is an ordinance, so we'll roll call this too. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
First reading passes unanimously. I think this one is truly the first ordinance we can say that we've started using our new procedures, and I think we brought a pretty good product forward. So appreciate everybody's input on that.